AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration released its long-awaited plan to share vaccine doses with the world. The AP Sagar-Magani reports vaccine demand is falling sharply.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so. And the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer, that seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is in Delaware at his beach house. It's First Lady Jill Biden's 70th birthday. The first couple went on a bike ride on a nearby trail. A small crowd sang happy birthday to the First Lady. It was a rare weekday trip away from the White House for president. The government says the number of people filing claims for unemployment last week dropped to a new pandemic low. The latest victim of a cyber attack is the ferry service that carries passengers from Cape Cod to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says resources are needed to block and stop these attacks.
We have to, as a country, be very focused on this. It's a matter of national defense and national security.
A judge in Florida ordered a 12-year-old boy to be held for 21 days at a secure detention facility pending a hearing later this month. He and a 14-year-old girl are accused of breaking into a house where they allegedly found guns and ammunition and fired at deputies in a standoff that ended only when deputies shot and wounded the girl. Prosecutors say a Dallas man pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from a string of kidnappings and robberies that targeted gay men using a dating app. This is AP News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule in Israel.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. The question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset. I'm Zaria Shakili.
AMC may sell up to 11 million of its shares with a trading phenomenon, pushing stock in the movie theater chain up almost 2,000% this year, 140% just this week. AMC is emerging from pandemic lockdowns that threatened its very existence. Industry analysts have yet to fully explain or comprehend the extreme enthusiasm for AMC stock. Ed Donahue, AP News.